Dad was dedicated to the proposition of feeding these pigs with as little cost as possible. So he had all sorts of schemes for getting food free. He had a deal with all the local dairies that he would go to all the dairies and get their spoiled milk and bring the spoiled milk out. And he built a great big old vat out in the backyard where he'd go and dump this spoiled milk, 400 or 500 gallons of sour milk in the backyard. It stunk pretty bad, but, well, he got a call one day from the county sheriff. And said, "Joe, we broke up a still, and we got about 20,000 pounds of sugar. You know, can you use it?" And Dad said, yeah, I can use it. So he sent a truck down to get the sugar and brought it back. He got home. I said, "Dad, well, what are we going to do with this sugar?" He said, "Well, let's dump it in the vat out there with the milk." I wasn't too sure about this idea, but okay. So we dump it in, and this is early in the morning. We dumped it in there, and I came home from school about 5 o'clock. I got to the house, and I could hear something. I hear this blub, 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 blub. I said, "Man, that doesn't sound good." And I go back, and it looks like Mount Vesuvius is getting ready to erupt. This sugar has gotten into this milk, and between the two of them, I think we had about a 1,000-gallon vat of milk wine format, milk beer. I'm not sure what it would be, but it was just about that, just bubbling. It looked like any minute is going to erupt. When Dad got home, I said, "Dad, you really think we ought to feed this to the pigs? I'm not sure what kind of effect it's going to have on them." He said, "Oh, no, don't worry." So we open up the chutes that we had and let it go out into the feed troughs, and pigs just loved it, man. They were all over this, and they were crawling all over each other. They were licking each other when the milk got on them. I said, "Oh, no, it looks to me this is going to be dangerous." Well, get up the next morning, and when I walked into the field where the pigs were, it was just a field of hundreds of more pigs in various stages of inebriation. Some of them were kind of crawling, some were rolling, some were completely appeared comatose. And as I walked through the field, you know, some could raise their head and oink, oink. As I walked across the field, I said, "Oh my gosh, we've killed all our pigs. They're all out here drunk." Well, I go back to the house and say, "Dad, I think we got a problem." He comes down, he looks at me, he says, yeah, we got a problem. I don't think you're going to be going to school today, Billy." "So why?" I said, "Well, we can't just leave these pigs laying out in the sun. You're going to have to move them. They can't move. They'd bake if we left them out in the sun. You're going to have to keep them in the shade all day." So I spent the whole day dragging pigs, and at least half of them couldn't move at all. Now, some of them I could at least pick up the back legs, and like a wheelbarrow, and the front legs I could direct them. So I spent my day moving pigs to keep them in the shade. And it's really hard to go to school the next day and explain to your teacher why you were absent. You were maneuvering drunk pigs around a pig field all day. You know, it doesn't really come across as plausible or believable. But generally the things that are the most unpleasant are what make the best stories.